When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day. Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
You're listening to The Jillian Michael Show. Word! What's the matter?
Well, okay. I didn't get to bring my Lucky Jack today because I had to go and work before the podcast.
Yeah, because you got your pretty lady face on.
I was up very early, okay? And I wasn't able to bring usual package of things.
Yeah, you always bring the same, little treats.
Treats for you guys.
Yep.
Chips for me and my coffee. And I said to Nicole, you know, I don't have my Lucky Jack today. And I said, you know, I need coffee.
Yeah.
And I'm still waiting.
She said, do your millennial thing and get me coffee.
Well, because it's too lazy. It's too lazy to take itself there.
Okay, okay.
So you know what it does? You know what it does? It gets an app to do its job for it.
You know what?
But I've stopped complaining.
All right.
I've stopped complaining because, as I said, it knows where the bodies are buried.
What do you mean the app to
this
get it?
This is Nicole's time. Nicole is going to talk about what grinds her gears right now.
Grinds your gears?
What grinds
what are
my
you,
gears?
55?
Sometimes I feel that way, mostly in my lower back.
Okay, okay, Flora.
Okay. So what grinds my gears is I get the comment of do your millennial thing and get me coffee. So we have all of these great apps that people can bring things to you.
Are you plugging an app? Did you get paid on the side?
No, I did not. Which is exactly...
It's getting backdoor paid for this.
I've heard about
it. It's keeping money. Yeah, it's keeping the money. It's slipping this in.
May I continue?
Should try to... I don't know. We shall see.
Okay. Basically, these apps act as my assistant, as I act as Jillian's assistant.
The nerve, right?
Right? Yeah. I know. The nerve of me getting a little bit of help for everything that I do.
Outrageous.
But you know what? I was thinking, millennials have designed these apps. They're designed to help everyone. A lot of things millennials do make the place, like the world, a better, easier place. Maybe not necessarily better.
Debatable.
But here's the thing.
Just millennials
everyone.
Make the world better. Go on. Yeah.
Everyone rags on millennials. You know what? I found an article, BuzzFeed article, that even says 29 things millennials killed this year.
Oh, see? People know.
I mean, it goes anywhere from millennials ruining the wine industry. Millennials killed the Scion. I'm sorry, we don't want a crappy purple Scion. That was from a train song.
Oh, that's a horrible car. I agree with you.
Right,
no,
but
you're
millennials
absolutely
are blamed
right.
for it, right?
Well, but you know what? Then bravo.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's ugly.
Apparently,
ugly
millennials
car.
Are blamed for killing napkins because we would prefer paper towels.
Oh, that's bad for the environment.
What?
You guys should use cloth napkins.
Millennials are killing the movie business with all of the apps that you can stream at your own home.
Well, you're thieves. You're all thieves. We know this.
There's actually an article saying that millennials have killed Canadian tourism.
Is that how?
What's that?
How'd you do that?
Embellish on that.
What'd you do?
By having them bring the chips here.
Well, this is actually saying
that's disgusting, Jake.
Millennials wanderlust.
Jake is eating ketchup potatoes.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
It's saying millennials have a wanderlust.
Is it because Canada's banal?
I don't know what that means.
I think banal means...
What do you mean banal?
Boring, I think.
How could you say Canada's banal?
That's kind of...
You know what? That's
Canada's kind
of
gorgeous.
That's kind of a bore.
Let's think about this. Of all the things we've supposedly killed, it's like millennials have also brought so many things here. Like, Jillian...
lacking in originality as to be obvious and boring.
You know what? Okay. Yeah. Who?
Unimaginative. Humdrum. Hack. Ho-hum. Unoriginal. Dull. Uninvolving. Trivial. Uninteresting. Conventional. Trite. Hackneyed. Cliched. Platitudinous. Vapid. Commonplace.
Okay,
AKA
and
let's remember
how long ago when the election was that I got a tweet that night. Hey, any room up there? Yes, Nicole, carry on, sister.
I'm just going to say, apparently there are several more. We've killed crowdfunding. We've apparently killed the style of life.
I don't get that.
And the golf industry.
Oh, good for you. That's another one.
But I mean, here's the thing. It's like, Jillian, what would you do if you didn't have a millennial as an assistant?
I don't know, because you're sort of a weird toss-up. Like, you're kind of a shitty millennial.
I really am a shitty millennial, but I still understand the
millennial.
Do
you know what I mean? Like, she doesn't fully understand. Like, listen to this one. Okay. Listen to this one, right? So the other day, there's like a Wii transfer something, and I'm somewhere, and I'm trying to get this video for that workout event, right? That workout hangout with Manus that we're doing on July 8th. And I'm trying to get this video to post it, and I'm not with Nicole, but I can't download it from my phone because I don't have Wi-Fi. Anyway, I'm like, dude, can you do me a favor? Can you post the video, right? So, shitty millennial shorts goes on Instagram, and it posts, so it starts out blank, the video. So I go on my Instagram, and there's a blank square. I'm like,
I will have to say...
I'm like, it's a beige... Nicole, you got to pick the cover of the video. And she's like, oh, hold on. Let me call someone to figure out how to do that. I'm like, are you joking? You put the video and it says filter the video, trim the video, cover. Pick the cover. Pick the frame you want to be the cover of the video.
I knew how to do it on Facebook. I didn't realize that there was that option on Instagram. So
how's
yes,
that possible?
I am a shitty...
How's that possible?
It's beyond me, but I don't know.
I mean, everybody knows that.
But, okay.
Grannies know that.
Okay,
you
okay.
probably know
so
that.
So pretend I was actually a little bit better at being a millennial. If I was any worse of a millennial, you wouldn't know how to function.
Oof.
I have to think.
Is that a bird?
To think.
There's a bird in the studio.
You know something? I still don't have my coffee.
Oh, my gosh. My millennial app says it's supposed to be here in 4 minutes.
It's coming here?
Yes. Millennials created an app.
These kids don't pay for anything except for someone else to do the job for them.
Who's going to bring it?
Convenience.
It's called Postman.
Another millennial.
And they go and bring everything to you.
Another
Cha-ching.
Millennial.
Yeah. What's your code, Nicole? What's your code to share?
Oh, do you want my code? I think I get $15 off my next order.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. Actually, I got to be honest with you. As much as I give millennials crap, and Canadians, by the way, because all my friends
have... I have so many Canadian friends, it kills me.
I know. Andy, Canadian. Cynthia, Canadian. You, Canadian. Even Christy, Canadian. Jeanette Jenkins, Canadian. I don't know. What's that about? That's another thing that I can...
See, because it's a type. It's a type.
But, But I will say I was having a huge fight with our CEO, a CFO, right? A guy named Ray, the same guy who voted for Trump, who actually is a great guy, mind you. But anyway, so I was having this fight about the new app, and they want to charge. It's mind you, the app is pretty impressive, and it's cost quite a fortune to build, right?
It's so really impressive.
Well. It's very cool, right? So it's hopefully there's so far there's nothing like it. We're hoping it's gonna work. I mean, I'm like, are you sure you guys can do this? They're like, oh yeah, we do it all the time. So anyway, we start having this fight about pricing, and they want to charge. I'm not even gonna get into it, but they want to charge, and we have partners on the app, right? They want to charge what to me seems like a lot of money, And they're like, well, it's competitive with everything else out there. You know, Kayla Itzines charges $20 a month, which I think is outrageous. I can't believe anybody would pay for that, right? I think it's robbery.
Okay.
So I'm like, oh, okay, you know. And so we get in this fight, and my CFO is like, listen, and he has a degree in business. He's like, you don't understand business, Jill. And, you know, he's right. I don't. He's like, it's not about price wars, you know, a race to the bottom in price wars. It's about, you know, it's about having a superior product. And I was like, Ray, you are the consummate Gen Xer, because he's on a higher end of X, right? Mm-hmm. He's, I think, 50, and I'm 42, right? So.
Oh, right. You're on opposite end.
Yeah. I'm the low end of X. Yeah. I'm like, you know, I'm closer to millennial, right? The low end of X. He's the higher end of X. So I was like, Ray, the typical Gen X mentality is Field of Dreams. If you build it, they will come. Mm-hmm. If you make an incredible product, they will find it. And guess what? That's just not true anymore. It's just not true. And there's so much noise in the marketplace. It is literally like finding a diamond in not a haystack. I'm talking about an arena of hay. It's just very, 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 very difficult. And millennials are so smart. They really are. I mean, they're just so smart. And I think we're all just pissed because they have found a way. And we'll say cheat the system, but in other words, cut the line and good for them. So what they've done is they said, oh, this is absurd. This is now an exercise in futility. So how can I cut the line here? And, you know, where can I trim waste? What can I get for free? How can I maximize my time? How can I make the biggest splash? How can I make the biggest noise? They're very smart. Yo, you want to speak?
I do want to speak. And so this is me maximizing my time, getting
I still don't have my coffee,
though. Oh, my gosh.
So what you're incapable of doing is look, which makes you a shitty millennial, is looking at this situation and going, if I go get the coffee, it's 5 minutes. If some other millennial gets the coffee, it's an hour. And my boss gets cranky, and that's bad for me.
Actually, I wasn't going that direction. I was going to say this is why people get angry at millennials, especially
I'm angry at you now.
Older than us. It's because they're like, hey, what about us? We're thousands of dollars in debt. Why are you guys becoming new CEOs and we're now working for you?
It's true. It's
really?
True, yeah. They're, because the these kids... Okay, I'm going to give you another example, all right? Giancarlo and I have just been... I mean, we have been so humbled. It's like we have been schooled in the last couple of years, in particular this last year. So listen to this. So we're putting out this pregnancy book, and it's just not, you know, there's 4 million women a year that are pregnant, and it's A, to kind of get them to take notice, you got to spend, we're on the phone with Amazon, and they're like, okay, our minimum marketing spend is $35,000 a month. We're like, wait, what? Because it never was before, but they've become such a monster, they have the right to say, if you want to search pregnancy, expecting mommies, blah, 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 and you want your book to come up without them typing my name in the book title, it's $35,000 a month. And we're like, okay,
what?
Like, it's all pay to play. But then, so then here's the other thing, right? So now there's companies, I didn't even heard of this before, that have cracked the New York Times algorithm. So what they'll do is they hire these companies who have strategic accounts all over the country to go into the right ratio of independent bookstores, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, to buy themselves onto the New York Times bestseller list. Then, right?
Wow.
But once you've allowed people, here's the thing. Once you've revealed yourself in the haystack, then people are like, oh, diamond, this is where everyone's going. And they go there, right? And millennials know this. So they're really, really good at getting noticed. And they have looked at the system and said it's broken. And they have found ways to crack the code. So here's another one for you, okay? So Giancarlo, God, he's going to kill me for bringing this up. How can I do this carefully?
Get your editing pen ready.
I know. I'm going to figure out how to do this.
I just picked up
so,
my pen.
There were, I know. All right. So let's just say there was a company that we considered investing in. Okay. And it was a protein bar. And I looked at the bar, and G said, okay, they're at 15,000 points of sale. And, okay, no one can guess this. There's no way. And I looked at it, and I said, you know, I'll be honest with you, G, because it's got to have what I call the quan, right? The product has to be have really cool branding. And I thought the branding...
I know, you love branding.
I love
you
the branding. I thought the branding was banal.
Huh? Yeah. Yeah.
I thought, oh, my coffee...
magically appeared due to...
Oh, and you got yourself one. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, me too. Thank you, Jillian.
Oh, is Jake also getting coffee on my dime?
Jake didn't want coffee.
I did not.
Thank you, Jake. Now my kids can go to college.
No problem. I do what I can.
Oh, my God.
So, I didn't like the branding, right? I'm like, all right. Then I read the packaging and I was like, you know, here's the problem with this, G. I'm like, they're like, oh, the ingredients are simple. I'm like, so what? Who cares? It doesn't say like this superfood or this blend of superfoods or these ingredients to do X, Y, and Z. Like, it's not special. Why is it special? Then I try it. Tastes like crap. I'm like, tastes like any other bar. I'm like, nah,
Yeah.
And, you know, the bar thing's tough because there's so much competition. And he's like, no. And I was like, no. And he's like, it's in 15,000 points of sale. I'm like, it's selling really well. I was like, I don't know how. No. So later we came to find out that what people do is they send buyers into stores to buy the product.
Oh man, this world is this world.
So what
is
happens
done.
Is then, right, you get tested in X amount of stores and then they go, oh, look how well it's sold, and then they put you in all their stores. I go, but gee, how's this a sustainable model for people? And he goes, he's like, you know, Jill, it's a race to sell the company. That's what they do. That's the world we're living in.
So and by the way, to have a company is to sell your company.
Oh, yeah, no. But that is the game, mind you. Like with Lucky Jack, we do want to sell the company. That is the point. But, you know, with Lucky Jack, it's superior branding, all organic, superior blend, superior roast master. It's like all organic. I mean, it wins on every one of those fronts, right? I'm like, it tastes better. It's organic. It is better. The branding is awesome. That's why we loved it so much. Yeah. But, you know, and yes, we want to sell the company without a doubt, but we're not sending people in. I don't even know. I'm like, how do they even raise money to buy their own? Then what do they do with their own product? But that's the games that people are playing. All day long, they buy themselves on. This is a world, Janice. I did not grow up in this world. You know, and that's what I mean. Xers are the, like, you write a good book, the audience finds it. No. And not only does the audience not find it, it gets buried by the people going, shiny keys, shiny keys, shiny keys. And it's the same thing with the E show. It was like, well, you underperformed by 4%. We're pulling it. And I was like, but the show's great. Like, give it a second.
I know.
No. You don't get a second because guess what? Somebody over here is going, shiny keys, shiny keys, shiny keys. And I noticed that one of the shows that did really well on E had, this is amazing. It's the election. Look at what Trump, he had fake social media accounts searching all these things and commenting. I read that Hillary was being indicted and I believed it in the Wall Street Journal. Fake news, Janice. Fake news. Fake social media accounts, fake comments on social media. There's a thing called Fiverr. You pay $5 per comment. You get caught. It's a really dangerous, you know, if you get caught, you're screwed. But I learned about it because of the App Store. So they were like, well, if you get caught, you know, but the Russian mafia uses it for these apps. I'm like, the what?
Wow.
Dude, it's crazy. And then they'll send you negative apps. They then turn around and look at the competition and they five your ass with negative reviews. It's how do we get into this? Anyway, my point is
because Nicole never
Nicole
the killed
coffee.
Okay, all right. You know,
but you got to give these kids credit. They're smart.
No, I know
they are smart. Just because they're playing a game that now all the extras are losing it. Yeah.
So I'd like to say on behalf of all millennials. I apologize for killing the wine cork. Yep. I apologize
wine
for
cork?
Killing the Scion. Yeah,
that.
Apparently we only want twist offs now, so
well,
we can drink it everywhere.
Tourism.
That's
Canada.
Actually smart, supposedly, because I learned. I told you that story about how Bob and I 10 years ago went to Australia and they gave us a bottle of wine with a screw off, and we were like, "Oh no!" And they, you know, they're like, "Well, then there's no spoilage. The wine can't
and
go bad."
Said,
yeah,
oh,
we
no.
look like idiots. Yeah. Guys aren't dumb.
No, we're not dumb. So basically, I apologize for killing everything, and we apologize for being awesome.
I like the apology for the Scion. No, sorry. I like that you killed the Scion. I like that you killed the cork thing. I get it. I like the golf situation. Not into that either. You killed... What else did you kill?
Canada Tourism.
Yeah, that's okay.
Tourism Canada.
And...
this also says we killed the Big Mac.
Oh, good for you.
Oh, he died.
I'm quite...
The guy that invented the Big Mac.
Yeah, at like 90, by the way. He must not have been eating it. All right.
But basically, we really apologize for just being so awesome. Other generations can't handle it.
Interesting. Yeah. I don't know about that. No. I mean, who's buying the coffee?
All right, everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mentioned them a ton and I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change. That's not forever in my life. If I can stick with something for longer than 30 days, it's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you, they are worth the hype, from the support they give to their amazing shape. And best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the fits everybody t-shirt bra. I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now. Available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows. Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
All right, we're back. And I have had the pleasure of talking with Dr. Brett Finley before. He is the co-author of a book called Let Them Eat Dirt, Saving Your Child from an Over-Sanitized World. It talks about how this hypergenic world of ours we expose our kids to and how good bacteria can prevent obesity, diabetes, asthma, allergies, and autism. Thrilled to have you meet Jillian Michaels, Dr. Finley.
Hi, Dr. Finley. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How about you?
I'm good. I got to be honest. When Janice mentioned this to me and said that she could get you on the show, I was really excited. And I've been, you know, you hear about this stuff tangentially. You read about it in a parenting magazine. Oh, this study, that study. But obviously, you've really done your homework here. And I've heard everything from we're starting to see that gut flora is potentially linked to autism in our kids. And can you just please weigh in on this, man? This seems like your book is really backs all this up. What is this about?
Yeah, well, I think you hit the nail on the head. I mean, our research is in microbes. We're microbiologists by training. And actually, my history is I studied infectious diseases. And So I studied germs and the bad microbes. And about 10 years ago, we started realizing, well, not all microbes are bad. And, you know, maybe there's some good ones. And the world has, frankly, just exploded in this area.
Probiotics. So
probiotics. Well, I mean, you can't pick up a newspaper today without finding some other interesting study with the microbes. And so,
of course,
the way I think it all works is I sort of call it the hygiene hangover. We have, when we realized germs were bad about 100 years ago, we started to, well, okay, let's kill off the germs. And so we brought in sanitation and antibiotics and all sorts of cleaners and antimicrobials. And that worked really well because we basically dropped infant mortality from about 30% to less than 0.1%. So, right. So that's fabulous. So if clean is good, cleaner is better, right? So this is what our society's been doing. And what now all the studies are saying is that, oops, you know, we're getting rid of the good bugs as well as the bad bugs. And we're sort of, now we realize that these are microbes that we've evolved with as a species, and we're taking them out of the equation.
Right.
And so there's all sorts of studies showing, you know, the like microbe exposure affects asthma, obesity, diabetes, and all the Western lifestyle diseases that we see that are so prevalent here that you don't see, say, in an underdeveloped country.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, Doc, I got a bunch of questions for you. Forgive me. I hope, do you have some time? I've been writing them down as you're talking, and Janice made this whole list for me, but I have ADD and I'm selfish. So,
you should have your microbes checked.
Yeah. Okay, so then here's my question, because I have heard everything from, obviously, that your gut flora affects your metabolism. Your gut flora can affect, again, learning disabilities or potentially autism with your kids. Gut flora, I've heard it can affect depression. That it can explain how is this, let your kids play in the dirt, it boosts their immunity. Let your kids play in the dirt, or you go garden, it improves your mood. Are you seriously telling me? Because I read it and I thought, well, what's the harm? But that really your gut flora has that dramatic of an impact on your biochemistry?
Yes. I mean, I'm only going to talk about where the data allows me to.
Yeah.
So, but I think let's talk about the brain, because that's an area you brought up a few times now.
Okay.
I think it's still, there's a lot of smoking guns with autism and the gut microbiota, but I don't think there's any conclusive data yet.
Okay.
I mean, there are one-off when a person takes antibiotics or a kid becomes autistic, and then they do a fecal transfer and the kid seems to get better. But there's big clinical trials undergoing now, but those were sort of just ends of one. And so we don't know yet for sure, but I think I can say, I can definitely confirm depression, anxiety, and stress. If you take a depressed mouse, you then do a fecal transfer into normal mouse, it will be depressed. Same with an anxious mouse, same with a stressed mouse. There's studies showing out that the more courses of antibiotics you have in life, that increases the amount of depression, and we know antibiotics affect the microbes.
Right,
so
of course.
So depression, anxiety, and stress, there's a pretty strong correlation going. Where we're seeing it, say, in irritable bowel syndrome, which is another brain-mediated problem, there's very good correlations with that, and there are even some probiotics that seem to really enhance that. So I think the way to look at it is that, you know, as we develop as an organism, we know the gut microbes, they play an essential role in developing the immune system. So that covers allergic diseases and asthma and inflammatory diseases like that.
Okay.
We know they play an essential role in how we break down our food. And so that's where obesity comes into it, and then diabetes is closely linked to obesity. Like if you're a mother and you're in your third trimester, let's say you're a thin woman and you're pregnant, and you know, I'm pregnant, I can eat, I can gain 500 pounds, no problem, you know.
Right.
And so what we know is in the third trimester, the woman's microbes shift more towards an obese person's microbes, because obese microbes, people's microbes, are really good at generating energy. So you need this energy to raise the fetus, so it makes sense. But if you truly overeat, when these kids are born, they inherit the mother's microbes, and these kids, born to a thin mother, are now at a severe risk for obesity, because they've inherited these sort of obese microbes from the mother.
You know, it's funny. I just worked with an OBGYN, a pediatrician, and an endocrinologist to try to kind of say, look, you know, this is the new information that's out there. And it's a pregnancy book called Yeah, Baby. And it's very difficult to be able to say to a pregnant woman, like, hey, not only should you not be eating for two, it's 80,000 calories to make a baby, but it's extremely bad for not just you, but the kid. And you don't want to shame anybody, but you really want to be able to say, hey, you know, this is the information. This is serious stuff. And everybody's so quick to be like, oh, poor baby, she's pregnant. Let her do whatever she wants. And it's like, I get it. I understand.
No.
But you're not doing them any favors. And when you say that, it's just, it brings it home that much more powerfully how significant this is. So, Doc, so the book is called Let Them Eat Dirt. So can you be specific then on how we should go about? Because quite literally, should we be giving them supplements? Should we be taking supplements? Like, what's the is it supplements not the answer then?
Well, I mean, obviously it's a bit of a tongue-in-cheek title. I mean, but a title saying "Let them eat the microbes that you find in dirt" is a little too long and wouldn't sell books.
Right, of course, of course.
What we're trying to say is you need to balance this whole hygiene paranoia we have with the idea of letting your kids get exposed to normal microbes, because these normal microbes are part of our normal development. So, you know, there was interesting studies like when a kid spits their soother, they're binky on the floor. If you can either go and wash it off, or you can put it in your own mouth and put it back in the kid's mouth.
Yes, Heidi did that once, almost killed her.
Yeah, the parents who put it in their own mouth, those parents, they had much less levels of asthma and obesity.
Oh my God! You're kidding me!
No. So the book is full of,
wow.
And I only put stuff that the studies actually, you know, there's actually good studies that
are
clinical trials to prove this thing. That's just one example, and there's many others. So, you know, let your kid play in the sandbox. That's okay. But if there's cat feces in the sandbox, that's probably not a good idea, because cat feces has parasites in them, for example.
Okay.
I always jokingly say, let your kid lick your floor in your house, but maybe not the floor of the subway station kind of thing.
Got it.
So you kind of got to balance, and that's where, you know, so we know that bubble wrapping your kid is not good anymore. The idea of, you know, using hand sanitizer every time your kid moves from the swing to the slide to the monkey gym kind of thing in a playground, you don't need to do that. And we also know that hand sanitizers don't do any more than just regular soap and water.
Right, okay.
So for the germaphobe moms, I feel sorry for them, but all the data says that you actually do have to let your kids get a little dirty and get exposed to the normal environmental microbes, because that's actually better for them than not being exposed at all. So I agree with the crew. You were working with the pediatrician and then the nutrition and everything. I think that you really, it's tough to tell a person this, but I think, you know, if you believe what all the data is telling us, then yes, indeed, these kids do need those microbes.
So, Doc, another question. If a kid, like, I was just having this conversation with a couple of my friends this morning, and I was talking about how, you know, we're fortunate enough to live on a farm, and my kids are always running around and, you know, chasing the pig, the dog in the sand, filthy in the orchard, you know, pull the fruit off the tree and eat it kind of thing. And I'm particularly anal. I'm like, oh God, they're so dirty. And but I don't like clean them, but it makes me a little crazy because I am a bit of a neat freak. And I said, but you know, I was like, I feel like we're raising our kids back to this kind of free range kid thing where they're not always on their screens. Both of my friends said, you know, Jill, you live in a fantasy world. Like, I live in an apartment. There is no outdoor area. Yep. So what if your kid does, like, should you give them, what if they don't have that ability to go outdoors and play in the dirt and it's not 1950, you know, they're in an apartment, they're in an urban area. Should you give them supplements? I mean, should we be looking at yogurts or, like, what am I going, is it beyond probiotics and I'm missing? What should you do?
Well, I think, that is a very hard question. And the other thing is that each generation, our society gets less and less, it gets cleaner. So there's less and less microbes. We need diverse microbes.
Right.
I mean, that's what the book tries to do. And there's some helpful hints in there, like, you know, getting a dog. Having a dog in your house has a 20% less chance of kids getting asthma than no dog. Because, you know, what does a dog do? It rolls around on the ground outside and slobbers all over the kid.
Yes.
The cat lovers, it doesn't do any good. Cats sit in the corner. They thumb the noses at you. They're clean. They're not licking the kid. And so there's no data either way.
Okay.
But even on farms, for example, there's an interesting study out between the Amish, who farm in a very traditional, non-mechanical way, and the Hutterites, who have similar religious-type things, but they use the mechanized farming. They showed that the Amish, who are, you know, sleeping with the animals kind of thing, they have way less allergies, asthma, and obesity than the Hutterites, who use the sort of the Western civilization type lifestyle. So it is a good question. I mean, the book tries, you know, yes, probiotics, there are some out there, and on our website there's a link to a click on probiotics, and there's a link to a list of all the clinical double-blind placebo-controlled trials that have been done for all the probiotics that have actually worked according to Western medical standards. And they actually rate them on a scale of 1 to 3 of how strong the evidence they are for that particular probiotic working for that particular disease you're using it for. Diet plays a major role. So, you know, they always say you are what you eat.
Right.
I say, no, your microbes are what you eat. Because much of what you eat is actually broken down by the microbes and not you.
Of course, right.
And so you got to think of you're feeding your microbes. So this is where, you know, that's why, you know, all the stuff your mother told you was good to eat, you know, the fruits, the vegetables, the nuts, the high fiber things. We used to think that was just for nutrition. We now realize that, no, they're actually microbial foods, and we don't actually break these down. Now, if you're eating a standard Western diet that's high in white sugar and white flour, right. those are already broken down, and your body actually absorbs those early in the out in the small intestine, and it doesn't get down to the large intestine where all these microbes are waiting to be fed. So ironically, although you're feeding yourself, you're not treating your microbes. And then they languish, and that then pushes them more towards an obese-type phenotype, which then can lead to obesity. Oh. So diet is another major way that you can shift your microbes. And they shift fast. If you go on a diet by tomorrow, you can see a difference in the microbial composition in your feces. They actually do change quite quickly. Like I always tell my students, you know, when you're in Ireland, you know, do the Irish test and, you know, drink 3 pints of Guinness a day, and I guarantee you'll see the results on the other end within a day or two. Get your microbes. They're undergraduate micro students, so they like that experiment. I think we should talk about probiotics a bit more. I mean, I think the problem with probiotics is they're very simple single microbes like Lactobacillus or E. coli Nissl, and the fact to think that a single strain, which you have to take 10 billion microbes a day, it does not stick in your gut at all, it flushes through, is going to have a major effect in all these different diseases is a bit optimistic to say the least.
Okay.
So I think what we're going to see in the next future, I call it.
I was just going to ask you about that, because it says
we're going to see some really nice things that it's a collection of microbes harvested from the gut for the gut. You're going to take this capsule, and they're going to actually stick in the gut, and they're going to set up a colony. And you're not going to have to take them every day because you don't have to. They will then colonize. So I think as we get smarter about which bugs do what, we're going to see we're already seeing new generations of these probiotics that are designed with a specific thing in mind, with a specific microbe. And I think that's going to actually change probiotics. And then we'll also start to see probiotics licensed under the FDA, where they actually go through, you know, Western medicine drug-type trials, because they currently aren't licensed like that. They're licensed like a health food, so you can pretty much claim all these different things without proving it medically. So I think that they're going to tighten up, they're going to get better, and I think in the future we're going to find much better probiotics for many different things.
Dr. Finley, this is really fascinating stuff. Where can people get the book? It's called Let Them Eat Dirt, Saving Your Child from an Over-Sanitized World. Is it available everywhere?
Yeah, hey, just go to the website, letthemeatdirt.com. You can get it through Amazon and many other booksellers. You can get it in your local bookstores. I mean, at the website, we've set it up, but there's a lot of information on there already. There's many talks that I've given if people want to, you know, see more about it without actually digging into the book. But the book is designed to be, you know, understandable by, you don't need a PhD in microbiology. You don't have to know what vancomycin-resistant enterococcus really means or anything like this. Yeah, so we keep the terms down. Don't worry that we don't use many microbe names. And the idea is this is designed to be read by the average person that doesn't know a huge amount about this area. But it's also meant to be helpful, so each chapter ends with a sort of a do's and don'ts of helpful hints of what you can do from when you're pregnant to all the way to, you know, if you have an allergic kid, you know, or inflammatory bowel disease or autism, et cetera. And then we sort of end up the book with some sort of future predictions of where this whole field is going, because it's moving really fast right now.
Wow, this is fascinating. Thank you so much, Doc. I really appreciate it. I hope we can have you back in the future.
My pleasure. Thanks a lot.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first 1 million orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Jillian.
Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science, science-based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's five-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours, and it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Manus.
Yes, Jillian.
I was trying to figure out how we could do a fitness segment.
Yeah.
Because I feel like we've talked about freaking everything.
I know.
And then I thought, you know, it's like the holiday season. We could do a gift, a fitness gift thing.
It's time to buy. If you're going to buy. If you're not going to make something.
For your fitness favorites.
Yes.
All right, are you ready? I got some really good ones. I'm going to go over my favorite stuff.
Okay.
Okay. No, I am not being paid for this. There is a website called carbon38.com. So for all of you who always ask me, like, where do you get your cool clothes? Where do you get your cool clothes? This site called Carbon 38.
Are those pants?
No, these are like Vents or something. These are dirty sweatpants.
I like them.
Okay. I slept in them. All right. okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So Carbon 38, they've got like all these awesome, like really trendy, like corral and feel and onesie and all that stuff. Now that stuff's really expensive. So when you go there and you get sticker shock, then of course, yeah, there are other options. And that's what we try to do with Walmart, with my line Impact.
Yep.
We tried to say, okay, you know, we're going to take nice clothes and make them affordable. But if you're wanting like the super cool, like really beautiful, like bananas, high fashion fitness stuff, Carbon 38, or if somebody you know, you can get them a gift certificate. They've got really cool stuff.
Okay.
Love. Okay. Music. I've said this a million times. If I do not have my music, I go home. Home. Gone. Bye-bye. Leave. Back home.
You truly can't work out without music.
Oh, no. I'd rather be dead. No.
Is it because you want to tune people out or you
no,
just need
Mama,
the motivation?
No, Mama, I need the motivation.
Okay.
I need the motivation. So I love the Bose wireless earbuds. They go like around your head and they're just, it's so you don't have the cord.
Oh, yeah.
I even leave my phone in my bag, although, mind you, it's not in a locker room downstairs because I work out at this little gym. But if you have the Apple Watch, that's another one I was going to say. At first, I saw that watch and I was like, that's stupid. Why? I didn't get it. I'm like, it's an iPhone, but on your arm. But that I realized what I would get it for is fitness. I was like, oh, my God. It's like you have your music on your wrist. Your playlist is on your wrist. You got your headphones on your ears. And then you could send, and then also I was looking at it from a technology standpoint because I was wondering when my new app, right, that dynamic trainer I created, I'm like, it's cool, and, you know, people are in there with their phones. But I was like, this would be so much cooler if you did not need to hold the phone. And I was like, oh, my God. And I said, when are we going to make this compatible with the Apple Watch? And they said, we're hoping to have it done by January. So I would say those Bose wireless headphones are sick. And an Apple Watch.
Yeah, I mean,
they're expensive. I'm sure. I have no idea, but
they
it's
are
Christmas,
expensive,
you know.
And they're, I think they're having a little bit of trouble with the face. I think, but I think they're probably going to fix that.
I don't know
if
anything
it cracks,
about it but, that way, but you know,
but they're pretty cool. They're nice looking watches.
Shit all over my segment.
Well,
news.
That's my job.
Yeah. This could be for you, Nucy. The winter run enabler, the Cthulhu micro spikes. You strap spikes onto the bottom of your shoes.
I have those. Let me see what those look now.
And they look like this. Spikes made for icy winter trails.
Yes.
It's like having snow chains on your feet.
Yeah.
You can, it's a little manuser, and she'll be like a deadly weapon. Deadly manuse.
Yeah, and you actually, you know, if you are winter hiking, you should actually have, not necessarily that, that's a really cool brand, and it's really easy to put on, because you can see they've got a plastic strap that goes around your shoe. So
yes, they do, noose.
It's easy to put on. But, yeah, like, you don't want to take crampons, because they're, crampons are
big. Crampons?
Crampons. Those are the crampons? Those are things you strap on the bottom of your shoe. If you're
crampon. Okay,
so
I don't even want
hiking,
to tell you what that.
Mm-mm. If you are hiking crampon. And you come into some ice or heavy, you know, some icy sections, you put them on your backpack and then you throw them on your
crampon.
your boots.
Okay.
But that's kind of what those look like, but a very mini version of them. So those are really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And you probably will save cracking your head. If you have something like that.
Crampon. Okay, Manus.
Yep.
Spin shoes. So I taught this class for fun the other day, as I told you at the... I just miss training.
Yeah.
So I said to... You know, I work out at this little gym around the corner from my house, and they're so sweet to me. You know, and I'm always so guarded because I'm me, and it's just like people just love to... take you down or be mean or be obnoxious. And I remember I was at an Equinox one time and they were just so repulsive and so repulsive to my contestant. So I'm always very guarded.
Sure.
And they always are like, you know, they let me shoot my little social media challenge videos there. And, you know, whenever they let me shoot Just Jillian there, and they let me shoot an episode of The Dog Whisperer with Caesar there that he asked me to.
Cool.
And they're just always so cool. And I was like, if you ever want me to teach a spin class for you or something. And so, you know, I was like, I miss it because I sold off my part of flywheel and there's not a flywheel in Malibu. So, and I, you know, a lot of people showed up for the class because they were curious, but they didn't have shoes. And I was like, if you're going to take a spin class, you really don't want to spin in cages, which is like that little cage you put your foot in.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no. Your foot can come out and you can't get the proper, you want to pull. Yeah. You don't just want to push. You want to be able to pull for your hamstrings. And it just, so if somebody is like into it or you're thinking of getting into it or they're thinking of getting into it, get them a real pair of spin shoes. Just, you know,
okay.
You know what I mean?
No, that makes sense.
Know what I mean?
But your spin shoe, could you use your cycling shoes as your spin shoe?
Yeah.
Or not?
Yeah. It just matters the little cleat thing that they put on there. Yeah.
Okay.
And a foam roller. And here's one you can travel with. I thought that was cool. It's called the Rove Roller. Isn't that neat? This guy was diagnosed with cancer, I guess, and his physical therapist prescribed him a foam roller, but he couldn't travel with it. So you can take it with you.
That's
which
a great
foam
idea.
Rolling's really good for you. The Rove Roller. I thought that was a really cool little idea. You know what I mean, Noose? You can also get somebody... Let me find this. I've seen this before. Custom yoga mats. Someone made this for me, and I loved it. You can literally customize someone's yoga mat. Is it... mycustomyogamat.com. And, like, you can send... You can pick your color. You can pick your font. But I'm sure, look, I might not be getting this right, because, like, she put photos... Yeah, photos, all this stuff. She put, like, pictures on the mat for me.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, it was really cute. A customized yoga mat. I thought it was neato. if you're doing yoga.
Yep.
And you can get a customized bag, or you can get a customized water. What is that?
Swell.
How cool are those?
They're awesome.
Let me try to find a website. Swell.
You can put hot and cold in them.
Water bottle.
And they're not, there's no BPA crap in
right.
it.
Right. Yeah. And they're really cool looking.
They're stainless steel.
Swellbottle.com.
Awesome.
Yeah, check that out. It's the most awesome little gym bottle. I love it.
Yeah, they're a little more, of course, they're a little more pricier than your regular one, but it'll last you forever.
But yeah, but then you can amortize it, as I like to say, over the course of time.
Yeah.
Oh, how funny. I just recommended this as a gym product, and they've got booze in theirs.
They do?
Yes. Get in the mood for Swell Entertaining, and they're pouring whiskey into a cup from it.
Well,
if you're going to a concert, or you're Boozy McBoozerton.
Boozy McBoozerton. Boozy
McBoozerton at the company Halloween party. Halloween? Christmas.
Christmas party.
Well, Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy religious day to you.
I had someone come up to me at work and say, I heard about your Christmas party story. And I went, oh.
Did you have underwear in your head?
No, it was bad.
What'd you do?
But I guess I didn't realize that one of my Christmas party antics is kind of fairly well known. I'm quite well known for it.
What did you do?
I was trying to show off, and it was at a very fancy restaurant. And
you wore the Storm Rider.
No, I didn't have the Storm Rider on.
It was worse than that.
I wanted to prove how... God, should I tell
You're
you?
You're drinking again, huh?
I was drinking. It was when I was drinking.
Heaven.
Oh, are you kidding?
Go.
I wanted to. Showing off about their
wieners.
Their wiener things. Dogs. So I thought I would show how strong I was. So, and I was.
No.
And I.
Cut this out. Don't forget, email us your questions with your phone number to JillianPodcast@gmail.com. We want to talk to you.